Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back. Long time no see. It is 11 a.m. Mountain Time. It's Tuesday, November 10th here in the United States. And welcome to our One Heart, One Earth November Awakening event. And it's been quite the year, and we are having quite the event, and time is just flying in this sacred space. So welcome to everybody who's joining in the live right now. And welcome to everyone who's watching the replays later. I know there's a lot of you around the world who are watching these overnight for me here in Colorado. So welcome in wherever you're coming from. And if you have not yet registered for this event, you can at oneheartoneearth.net. So I am so thrilled to have Victoria Jane with us today. She was on the show a few months ago, and it was just awesome. And so welcome back, Victoria.
Thank you. It's amazing to be back. I've actually been really looking forward to this session with you, because this last time we just had this beautiful conversation. I watched it back a few times, and I was just like, wow, it was just so lovely how we just connected. So this time I've been a bit less nervous than before. Thanks to you, because you're so lovely. And just well done for doing this whole thing, especially during the two hardest months of 2020.
Thank you. I just loved you too. I mean, I just feel like there's such a flow, and I'm sure we're going to continue this, you know, into the new year and beyond. But yeah, you brought such profundity to the ascension process, and you're just such an incredible energy and light. So I'm happy to have you here and glad you're here on this like really full day of people. And I think you're at the perfect time, because it's 11, it'll be 11:11 during your presentation here in Mountain Time. So why don't we just first, I want to invite everybody who's watching, by the way, please comments, questions. We love it if you put some stuff in that box. So that's number one. But number two, why don't you take a moment for everybody who's new to you and new to this channel and new to the community to just share a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yeah, I'm Victoria. I use Jane as my surname now, so I say Victoria Jane, and I'm what is called an ascension guide. So it's a bit like being a spiritual teacher, but ascension guides seem to look at the bigger picture of everything. We love to look at the different layers of socialization, to psychology, to multi-dimensions and beyond. And really our mission is to help this evolutionary shift that's happening on Earth right now, because we do look so big, we can see the different cycles, and there's a huge new shift happening within the cyclical system of the universe and beyond. And now is the time. So a lot of us are stepping forward in this lifetime to really hold the fort, should we say, and stand to speak about what's happening and to support you in whatever is going on. So for me, I do this right now through just doing one-on-one sessions with people, as I'm not allowed out my house. But but lots of people do it in different ways. Lots of people use the term ascension guide for many different methods of support.
I love it. I love it. And I love you. And we're talking about how to ascend during a pandemic. And my gosh, it has been quite the year, and things are tightening up a little bit in most places around the planet. So what do you got over there? I'm excited to talk through some of the things you have. And if you guys have questions for Victoria or myself while you're going through around how to ascend during a pandemic, I'd love to hear what folks are struggling with. I don't know about you, Victoria, but I'd really love to hear what people are really struggling with right now, because it's really different. Like there's different people are going through different things right now. So relationship issues, you know, issues from external things, friendships. It's just wild. So, what do we do in this wild time, Victoria?
Well, this is, it's good to know that this is all part of it. This is all part of the ascension. Maybe it is being inflicted upon us by matters that may not be of 100% love and light, but it is all part of the cycle. Like I said, ascension guys look at the bigger picture, and the more you look out, the more you can see that this is actually facilitating the ascension. And so today I'm just going to talk about how this pandemic, if we just zoom into this current circumstance and to see how this can actually assist our ascension, and or what exercises we can do during this time to assist our ascension. So, of course, what is ascension really? So I like to simplify things. I like to simplify ascension. And the vibrational, should we say, frequency, if people see it or feel it or hear it, is very similar to the vibration of self-trust. And therefore, ascension is all about trust, specifically self-trust, because we're all the self. But really, it is going to expand out to us trusting our neighbor, animals trusting us as well. And this kind of new way of living. At the moment, we don't live in trust. And this is the new earth that's coming forth. But of course, first, we have to first realize where we are to get where we want to go. This is what's happening right now. There's a lot of layers to what's happening. So ascension is ultimately self-trust in a nutshell. So in regards to pandemic, there are three different layers of this pandemic. Should we say, like, pandemic really is something that happens to a lot of people. So already saying pandemic is fantastic, because it's already saying that we are one, we are together, we are a collective. This is happening to us all. And this really hasn't happened ever before, because we didn't have the internet like this before. So we weren't all on board with the same thing, the same situations before. So already this is assisting this oneness kind of perception that we want to have in order to ascend. So that's great. But also in regards to this specific pandemic, we do have, I am going to say the C word a few times just to warn people. So there is a few, should we say three different layers of this current pandemic. So the layer one, we have COVID. Oh dear, COVID, there's a virus spreading around the earth and people do have it. And some people are dying from it. So that's the number one. Number two is we're all experiencing the response to it. Now this response has been enforced. So all globally, so this is an enforced response to COVID, things like lockdown, no theatre, arts and things like that. That's the enforcement. That's the response, should we say. And then the third thing that's happening in regards to the pandemic all over is people are now discussing the agenda of this. I want to say enforcement, but I won't say enforcement, response to COVID. I have got a different word for COVID, which I call cupcake. So if you want, we can call COVID cupcake.
Right, let's do it. That really shifts the energy to like a very bright, yes.
Because I really hate to be saying that word, because sometimes I'm watching a program and then the word pops up and I'm like, please, I can't hear that word anymore.
I like it.
I'm like, I'm hanging on by a thread, and one more C word is just going to knock me off. So we're going to use a different one. I'm cupcake.
I like it.
Yeah. So today, really, I'm going to talk about the thing that we have most power over, which evidently is the response to cupcake, or the response to the enforced response to help facilitate cupcake spreading. God, I've just gone mad. That's what's happened, basically. Wait,
keep talking, but I got to get something now. You made me think of something. Hold on. Keep talking.
Okay, so what I have created today, I've just created a list of things, just because I only am here for 50 minutes and I don't want to ramble on too much about what isn't important. So I am going to list a few things for us to help connect to our own self-trust. Yes! So
I have to tell you, I used to be the director of stores nationwide for Kid Robot, which is vinyl collector art toys. And I used to have these huge parties at my store, our main store at the corporate office in Boulder, Colorado. And we always had crazy cupcakes. And so this is by 84 Pages. He's a street artist. I do have a street artist love now. And by the way, it's also 11/11. Yeah.
Okay, from the gate of the new, this is the new word for it. We put it into the 11/11 cupcake, and that should be the new logo as well for it.
Oh my God, I love that. You know what? I'll design a t-shirt for sure. I will put this on there and do. So 84 Pages painted this for me because I was always having cupcakes at these parties. So you just made me think of it because it's like this joyful cupcake, but he also is kind of sad. So he is a really good logo for
the COVID
cupcake pandemic. Okay, go on.
This is what's happening. I'm locked in my house. You're the first person I've spoken to today. It's not until you stop talking you realize we're going a bit bananas. Right. So I have created a list. I say me. Really, it's me and my spirit team. I've been speaking about what's going on really since the beginning of all this in April, about really how this is facilitating the ascension and also what we can do to help keep ourselves energy high, because wow, we are being tested right now. We are really starting to see things that we've been hiding before. We're really starting to feel emotions that we either thought were gone or that we didn't know we had. And we're really starting to feel fear and different types of fear as well. And that's really damaging to the nervous system and damaging to our train of thought. It's damaging to our common sense. It's damaging to our immune system, just to name a few. So I am keeping in mind the type of people who are going to watch this YouTube channel as well. So this is all dedicated and fine-tuned personally to you. Because especially the first one, I have a list here. I'm going to put it on my lap so I don't forget it. And the first one I find quite humorous. This is the first one I'm going to start, but it is important. And this is definitely fine-tuned and tailor-made to the people who are watching this. Number one, if you want to ascend through this pandemic, do not use COVID as an excuse to get out of anything.
Man, that is a big one.
Yeah. So, and this again is being in our integrity, it's being our beliefs, being in our values. If you truly believe something fishy is going on here, then you can't use it for your benefit. Even though it's tempting because everyone else is doing it and everyone listens to it as well, it silences people. Exactly why we can't use it. You can get it. And the thing is, because sometimes you do have to use it as an excuse because it's true. But it's great to say within yourself, it's more the response to cupcake, which is causing me not to be able to do this for this person because I'm not allowed out, should we say. But really we are. So it depends also on people's beliefs and values and where you stand. So what's happening in this pandemic, we are being forced to tune in. What do I believe? What are my values? What are my boundaries? That's a big one. So this is number two. This is time really for us to assess our boundaries. This is the big, big, big one. This is what's happening in the pandemic. Globally, everybody is having their boundaries extremely violated. Everyone. And this does not feel nice. We're in fight, flight, freeze. When your boundaries are violated, you're in those responses, you're confused, and this is really healing in a way because it's really starting to show you who you are. Oh, a boundary's being violated. Oh, another boundary's being violated. Because it shows you who you are. It shows you where your beliefs are. It shows you where your values are. It shows you how far you will go in regards to getting your boundaries violated for an easy life as well. So it's a real good time for us to just kind of tune in to what's happening to us right now. I do think the theme of this boundary violation is something called the victim control dynamic. which is happening, should we say, and therefore we're being silenced because there are victims, and therefore there is control, and therefore our boundaries, or should we say, we do not have right to boundaries. Mm-hmm. So that's coming up as well. And this is actually a huge collective pandemic belief that we all must inherit from childhood globally, no matter what culture. So this is also good for us to know that we all have the belief that we do not have the right to have boundaries. Otherwise, it wouldn't be happening to all of us. And so, of course, this happens when we're children. You know, for example, I don't want to kiss grandma. Go kiss grandma. She'd be upset otherwise, you know. Simple, innocent boundary violation, but it does go into the subconscious. And this is also what's arising right now. So things to do right now, a really good inner child work, tuning into the inner child boundaries that were violated, any beliefs around boundaries, that you don't have boundaries, you don't understand what boundaries are, is fantastic right now, because this is coming up anyway. And this is the main pandemic, actually, is the boundary violation that's happening. Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense. And even, you know, Tim Walters was just on, I don't know if you know him, but he's so great. He's a house healer and he's awesome. His YouTube channel is The Night Rose and it's Tim Walter. And he's over in the UK too. You got to look him up. But we were just talking about like conflicts in your relationships because you're home with people, you know, and so even that is a boundary thing, right? Because it's like all of a sudden some folks are struggling with, there's people in the house that have different beliefs. There's people in the house that were in the house before. There's a lot of noise. There's no space. And so even that is a microcosm of the macrocosm.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why it's good that we don't all have to be ascension guides. We can just look at what's happening in our own little dynamic. And there's tons of boundaries being violated there. You don't have to go into the pandemic boundary violation. But this is a great time to be tuning into that. Of course, you know, there's always things to tune into. If you really want to work with the waves and with the motion of the collective, it's great to just tune into that for now. But I will keep going a bit faster.
Yeah, do it. Maybe we'll have to have a part two. I know.
So the second thing, which is really, really important, is tuning into yourself and evaluating what the difference is between allowance and conformity. These vibrations are very, very different. And one is very freeing. It's very empowering. This is the allowance. And this is a message from my guides, actually, because I was all like, we need to be brave. We need to be like tuning into what we believe and just standing strong. And my guides came straight in. We're like, no, this is the time for allowance. You know, we're working with big fish here. And it is time for us to kind of tune into allowance. And I asked what's the difference between allowance and conformity, and that they said allowance in regards to the boundaries. Allowance is when we communicate our boundaries, but then we allow the reaction. We allow the response. We allow the consequences of our boundaries. That's when the allowing comes in. Conformity usually comes from when we don't even want to know what our boundaries are.
Yeah.
Let alone communicate them to others. And so it's quite a disempowered state. We're not grounded and we're not really authentic or in integrity, and it's a very dissociated space. Of course, we're in fear as well, so we just want to do the right thing. Whatever you say, I'll do it. And this is what happens when we're in fear. We just want to be told what to do and we'll do it. Cool. Yeah. But it's okay just to tune in, breathe. What do I believe? What do I think? It might not matter compared to what will happen, but at least tuning into yourself, because this activates self-trust. Self-trust is ascension. If you're with yourself, your self will trust you. And so you do have to keep connecting in and setting your boundary and then saying to yourself, I now allow the consequences of my boundaries to take fog, because there's only so much we can control. And this allowing will really help sink us deep into that sorrow, into that fear as well. The thing is, we're not actually in a different circumstance really to what we've always have been before. It's just now it's obvious and now it's conscious, and it's not under the rug. There's other stuff under there, but now this isn't under there either. So it's all coming up, and this is fantastic. And just to allow and just sink into those feelings. And this isn't next on the list, but I will say it now. Because sinking into these feelings, sinking into this pain, sinking into this boundary violation, sinking into this, I don't know what's happening, sinking into this, I'm scared and I don't know what to do, sinking into this, I feel this, but I'm too scared to communicate it. I don't feel like I should wear this, but I'm going to wear it. Sinking into those feelings actually is step one. We're in the season of realization right now. And this can't be bypassed, because the next season, maybe not the next one, but the one to come, is forgiveness. And this is going to be a huge step in our ascension as a collective. But right now we're experiencing and becoming aware of the things that we will have to forgive in the future. So if we bypass that which we have to forgive in the future, we're not really going to experience that real awareness forgiveness process. And so it really is okay, and it's safe to feel bad right now. That said, we do also have to, this is on the list as well as a separate thing, we do also have to have a positive reinforcement practice whilst unveiling the truths that keep coming up. Definitely daily affirmations, daily gratitude lists. These are the times to definitely be doing that. Gratitude is a fantastic vibration. It's very, very, very high. And even using gratitude lists to be grateful for things like COVID. How can you turn it around? How can you become unified in the duality of bad and good? And so that's really ascension as well. It's the third hemisphere, should we say, of the mind. Also, it's combining, it's unification, it's wholeness. So positive reinforcement with the experience of truth and sorrow at the same time. It's a very mature space to be in. You do have to know when, what time it is for what. Now it's safe for me to truly feel, wow, what an honor to feel such sorrow. My guides call it a beautiful tragedy, like a Shakespeare story. You know, people pay a lot of money to go to watch films to feel like this, and we're feeling it in real life. How beautiful. But of course, at the same time, we're still inner children. We've got inner children who are like, what the hell's going on? Oh my God, I'm terrified. And you have to be there, hold them, strap them to you, and be the brave one so they can learn to trust you. Okay. And also doing the positive reinforcement, doing the positive affirmations, the gratitude lists daily, definitely daily. Before bed, when you're in a nice theta wave state, if you can, anything that you can play whilst sleeping, really, you want to be syncing these affirmations, should we say, or continuous high vibe repetition into the subconscious, because at the moment we've got a lot of other stuff filtering into the subconscious, so we want to balance it out. We definitely want to balance it out. But at the same time, we do want to be experiencing truth, because ultimately truth is a higher vibration than positivity.
My kitty, if you see me looking around, it's because my kitty's trying to figure out how to attack me and sleep.
We can bring her into the conversation. Does she want to
come out? I know, she's so sweet. Hold on. She's just trying to be up here with us.
Hello, Cuphead.
I know. Her name is Cauldron. We all love Cauldron. But she just wanted to be in my lap, so she'll calm down now.
Yeah, that's fine. That is absolutely fine. I usually have sessions with people with like cats on them, they're breastfeeding, there's kids on one shoulder. I have to kind of channel a spirit guide whilst doing all that at the same time.
Yeah,
it's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
So truth is a higher vibration than positivity. So again, this is what's happening. This is the pandemic. The pandemic is for all of us. Truth is coming up. Our own truth, our family's truth, partner's truth, government truths, all the hidden truths, celebrity truths. It's all just like coming up and it's a bit like, but it is a high vibration. Why? Because truth will set you free. It will. And this is why we do have to take a look out in regards to the timeline. So at the point of the time, it's like, oh, this doesn't feel very nice. Surely in intuition workshops, you get taught if it doesn't feel nice, it's not good. I was like, oh, it's very ABC intuition. We want to look at the bigger picture here and say no, truth in regards to time actually is a higher vibration than positivity. But again, regards to time, we have to respect the smaller cycles and do have a positivity practice every day as well. But of course, the truth will set you free, but at the same time, the truth hurts. Whatever else is there, there's, you can't handle the truth. And this is, and it's true, we can't. We definitely can't, because we haven't been taught how to trust ourselves. Self-trust is spiritual ascension. We don't trust ourselves, and therefore we don't want to know. I can't handle that. Mm-hmm. I can't handle that truth right now. Please don't tell me. I've got too much on my plate, as we say here in England. I just can't handle it. So, but this is being presented to us either way. So self-trust is the answer. We're not going to have, we can't push things away anymore. We're going to have to just activate self-trust through the exercises that I've been talking about today.
Yeah, well, and the self-trust is so huge, Victoria, because I think what I'm really, the theme that's coming up for me this week is all these different outlets are telling us what to think. And it's not just mainstream outlets, it's spiritual outlets too. And mm-hmm. I think that all, I want that noise to quiet down, because really, it's really, all of this is really pointing back to us as individuals to trust ourselves, like you're saying, to use our intuition and to discern mm-hmm. the truth for ourselves, because there's mm-hmm. false and truth and all sorts of stuff right now. So it's really up to you. So that self-trust is, I mean, when you say, you know, this is the path to ascension, it is like, it's about you trusting yourself. So I just wanted to like put an exclamation point on that.
Yeah. In bold letters. It really is. It really is. When it always comes back to it as well. Like I got this message a few years ago, and still with all my research and all my channeling, it always boils down to self-trust. Every time. And that's the one thing we don't want to do. We don't want to. It's hard. But it is the answer. It really, really is. And it will happen naturally, and it just takes time. But this does bring me on to the next point. And this is true in regards to anything that's happening in regards to ascension. And we did talk about it a little bit in our other talk. And this is bravery. This is really what's being asked for us now. In the other talk, I spoke about willpower. So bravery is in that family. And this is in regards also to the boundaries. So this is the double B, boundaries and bravery. Mm-hmm. So this is really tuning into that. What it means to be brave for you. And really, this does align us as well. Usually what's true for you also requires you to be brave. It's a fantastic question I give to some of my clients, because they only ever come to me when they're like, I don't know what to do. And I just ask yourself, oh, what requires you to be brave? And that's it. That's your truth. And usually that's what gets in the way of intuition as well. We don't want to hear stuff because we don't feel brave enough to be able to act upon it or speak about it or even just hold it within us. And so bravery is really being asked of us right now. And this could be to do with anything within our small world or the big world, depending on your path, depending on who you are, depending what your beliefs are, your values, and your boundaries. So of course, our boundaries are values in action, should we say? And so action requires bravery, especially in regards to when you're acting upon a boundary. Ooh, that's difficult, because we want to be good people. We don't want people to think horrible.
Yes. Oh my God, it's so true.
I want to be a good girl. But we don't want to be good. We want to be whole. Be holy. Oh, truth bomb alert. If I look at my list. Here we go. You don't want to be free. Of course, Lisa, I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to everybody listening right now. But this is truth bomb. If we actually did want to be free, we would be free. That's how powerful we are. We don't actually want to be free. Why? Because we don't trust ourselves. I don't want to be free. That means I have to be responsible. That means I have to look after myself. Boo. So a really good exercise to do was to tune into your own self and ask, do I not actually want to be free? And if so, why? And really start to investigate this belief within yourself, because this will really help loosen the knots within our own entanglement to help us start to unpick slowly these beliefs that are creating this reality. The Galactic Fed came through last night and they reminded me, they're like, you do know that the new earth is only the effect of a cause. And they're like, the cause is your consciousness. The cause is your perception. The cause is your thoughts, your beliefs. So, you know, it's fantastic. You speak about this new earth and how what it might be like. But do remember that that's just the effect. That's not the cause of ascension. That's the effect. And so just tuning in again to our own beliefs, our own values, our psyche. Our psyche is magic. It really is. And so cleaning the closets of our psyche is a must. And reorganizing it as well. Yeah. it is what it's all about. But luckily, there's a lot of reorganization happening without us having to do anything. But we do have to do at least 20% of the work for us, just so we have a bit of power, because that's ultimately our ultimate truth.
20% isn't that much either, by the way.
No, exactly. Not much at all. All right. What else? I have a whiteboard in front of me, so that's what I'm doing. But I might look here. This is a good one. So another exercise to do right now is to tune in to your body, tune into your emotional body, and see if you can tell the difference between a state of safety and a sense of safety.
Ooh, I like that.
This is a big one right now, because we've even got the term stay safe, hashtag stay safe. So we have a lot of it's about safety right now, and a lot of is you're doing this, your boundaries are being violated, so we're safe. This is happening, so we're safe. We'll all be safe if we do this. It's all about being safe. And what's being twisted now, and which is why there's a bit of like hesitance here, is our sense of safety and our actual energetic state of safety are contradicting. And this is, it's like, whoa, what's actually safe, what's not safe? And again, this is the discerning, tuning into your intuition. What actually is safety? And this is very hard, because we haven't actually experienced a full state of safety ever. For thousands of years, thousands and thousands and thousands of years here on Earth. So it's a difficult one, but this is a huge one in regards to ascension, knowing at least there is a difference actually between a state of safety and a sense of safety. Or should we say a false sense of safety? Mm-hmm. So... just seeing if I can feel it within myself. Yeah. There's also a sense of freedom. What's real freedom compared to a sense of freedom? And that's also what's happening right now. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm not free anymore. And really what's being sneaked in by the beautiful guides is like, oh, sorry to tell you, we're never free.
Yeah.
Just the full sense of freedom is also starting to
yeah
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. What comes up for me, you know, that's such a great check-in. That is such a great check-in. And, you know, what comes up for me is really identifying what is safety for you as an individual. What does that mean to feel safe? And it really ties in with this whole theme. And it started with our morning pulse check this morning too, talking about being flexible and letting other people believe what they want to believe and all sorts of things. But, you know, putting a block to what you're being told to feel and really checking in with how you feel. And that is not just for this time. That's our whole lives, right? I don't look good if I'm not 100 pounds and size zero. That's another example of how this kind of entrainment has occurred in the past, you know? And so I think whether it's this situation or a past situation, but honestly, Victoria, how many people, and I would love to see it in the comments, how many of you guys have actually checked in with yourself like that at all recently? Because that's, I mean, that's just so good. I'm like getting goosebumps just by having you give us a minute, Victoria, to check in with how we're even feeling. And do we feel safe? Are we listening?
Well, we definitely don't feel safe right now, but it's more about tuning into, am I safe?
Yeah.
Because feeling safe is probably even too complex right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, am I safe? Am I actually safe? And it's okay if the answer is no, because you've survived this long without being safe. And before, you didn't want to know if you weren't safe or not. So it's really having that reality check again. It's feeling the feelings that we're going to have to forgive later. And it is also tuning into the false sense of safety to do it, actually feeling safe, to actually also being safe as well. And this is where the boundaries come in. Boundaries facilitate our safety. My main mission is about safety. Actually, I don't really say that when I explain who I am, but safety and awe together is how I want people to feel and how we should feel. We should know our magic. We should know our mysticism, and at the same time be in a complete state of safety, like safety that we can't even comprehend, really. I'll go on to the next one, actually, because this is a visualization that really helps us connect to that feeling of safety. And I did want to do this for you. I wanted to record it for you, but I just haven't had a chance because this has been the most hectic 2 months ever. I'm literally in the middle of moving house. Like behind me, it looks all nice and kind of clear, but literally I'm surrounded by boxes. Like surrounded. And I was going to like have a fun shot of me kind of like rocking next to all these boxes as we kind of went live, just to kind of show in a little nice motif of like how I actually am feeling. But I thought that might not be as professional, so I didn't do that. So I have the whole facade behind me. But yeah, so this is why I haven't unfortunately done this visualization for you, but I will go give it to you to do. It's fantastic. I've done it. My guides gave it to me to do. I am going to record it one day and give us some lovely music behind. But it's a trust visualization, and really this is a visualizing the new earth, visualizing where we're heading. And so it really is just tuning into yourself and imagining, because that's all we have right now. Imagine what it would be like if you 100% trusted yourself, like 100%. Like, and already when I do this, my nervous system completely changes. And actually, if everything feels quite simple. And then we tune and expand out. So then we tune into 100% trusting our family and our friends, like 100%. You couldn't trust them more. They see you, they feel you, they completely respect and act upon your boundaries. They're there, they're not there when they don't need to be. It's completely transparent. It's just beyond anything any of us, even the best, shall we say, family dynamics in the world, have experienced. And then we expand out even more into your community, into your country. Imagine us completely trusting one another, one another. Imagine completely 100% trusting your children around any adult, any gender, completely. Imagine trusting the government 100% that they have your best interests at heart, completely. Absolutely, they are there for you, 100%. They want the best for all, and they are dedicated to supplying that and dedicating their lives to helping every single person feel as safe as they can. And just like imagining and playing that scenario out in your head, and then you expand it out into the different kingdoms. So imagine the animals trusting us so much, the wild animals, that they will come to us if one of their pack was harmed, because they know we can help.
You know? Yeah.
That amount of trust. And we leave them to it, of course, when we're not needed. But they know, oh, humans can help with this. Go and like bark at one or whatever. and we'll know. We're like, oh, okay, we're needed. And then we leave them to it. You know, this type of interaction and this type of safety and trust within ourselves and each other, and also having this trust to know that you can sort this animal out, or you know who to find as well, or trusting that whatever you would put, you'll completely commit to helping. So it's just having that trust with yourself and with other and with other and with other and with other. And of course, then trust with spirit, trust with souls, trust with the spirit guides, trust with your own intuition. And it just keeps expanding and expanding and expanding out. But really, we do want to start first with the trust with self and expand it out as far as you can go, of course, with the plants and the insect kingdoms and beyond. You can go and experiment and be as imaginative as you want. But this visualization is very, very powerful, because it is what is going to happen. This is the new earth. This is the new dynamic that we're currently purging for. And so it's a nice way for us to experience also the future, and to experience and to know why we're doing this. Look at that trust.
I know. She's so wild, though. I don't know how long she's going to stay here, but.
Yeah, well, that's cats for you, isn't it? When it's time, it's time. And they just kind of do their own thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I would really recommend a trust visualization, like I've just briefly.
Beautiful.
But very, very powerful. And when I've done it a few times, and just everything changes, and I'm even in tears, especially when I get to the government part. And it made me realize, wow, I assume people don't have my best interests at heart wherever I go.
Yeah.
There's always a bit of a wall when there is certain strangers that I'm around. If I'm honest, when I'm around men, there's walls up. There is, because I feel like there has to be. And imagine if I trusted every single man 100% that I met. Imagine a world like that, because that is where we're heading. Yeah. You know, trusting. Yeah. Then with my sister, trusting them with my children, not just men, but you know, strangers. It's hard to comprehend. I can imagine people are like, that's not possible. But even having that realization is fantastic, because it helps you realize where we actually are.
Mm-hmm.
My guide said, the world's not going to ascend until animals trust humans. And I was like, we got a long way to go.
Yeah, no kidding. But that is beautiful, and to feel into that trust energy. Oh, I can't wait for the visualization now. But
I know.
Well, the good news is we have enough information, and you go into meditation, you can sit with trust, and I love that. That's beautiful.
Something that just came to me. So the message actually is just we don't like to say have hope, because there's a people don't like the word hope anymore, because it's looking to the future, but I can't think of a different word. So just give people a bit of hope. If we could imagine what it was for us this time last year, and telling ourselves this time last, telling our last year selves where we'd be now, we kind of wouldn't believe it. We wouldn't believe that so much could change in such a short space of time. We wouldn't believe that the whole planet would be on board with the same thing so quickly. I wouldn't have believed it, and I know many of us wouldn't have been able to even fathom things changing so much in just a short space of time. And my guide said, well, this is exactly what's going to happen, but the other way. And so, you know, there will be a time where I'll be like, wow, if I said to myself this time last year, all these amazing things would have happened to the whole collective in just a short space of time, I would have never have believed it. But of course, because it's going up, it's even going to be faster. So things that even happened within 1 year on the other way up, should we say, in regards to vibration, because right now we're purging and then we're going to ping pong back up to creativity and exploration and freedom. Right now we're just tuning and purging all of the suppression and all of the control, and we're going to ping up very, very quickly. And that is why a lot of guides are interested in Earth right now, because of the speed of which we are going to ascend. And so when I have this visualization, or where I share this visualization, I can feel people being like, how is that going to happen? That's not going to happen in my lifetime. I hear that a lot. Yeah, but not in my lifetime. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be quick. Yeah. It is. And this is why it's so hard right now, because it is going to be quick, ooh, in the other direction. And I'm going to ping pong the other way. And it's going to be way faster. And but we're going to be prepared. We'll be so strong, because we would have had to reinforce our boundaries, connect to bravery, connect to our ecosystem. You know, it's all training. It's all part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I do think it's important for everyone to practice trusting where we're headed. You know, I mean, that's, and for you to share, you know, we are in the ascension cycle. I mean, nothing's going to stop that. It's not like it stops because a decision is made that you don't agree with. Like, it just is happening. And to trust in what you don't know, and mm-hmm. to, you know, trust in what you do know too.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my slogan, should we say, is trust the process.
Mm-hmm.
Trust everything that's happening, but at the same time still walk the path. Sort of sitting in the deck chair and thinking, oh, I'm in trust, and you still have, it's that two-way road, but again, you're only doing 20% really. 24%, yep. You know what it is.
Oh, I just love you so much. I know you're gonna come back as we go into the new year, because I feel like we've barely even started our communication. It's like so much is there, and I just can't wait. And time flies in here, doesn't it? It's so crazy how quick it.
Yeah, I thought it was. That's why I was like, right, just bullet point everything and just throw it at people, and they can do what they want with it.
I love it. I love it, and I love you. And I want to give you some space to share with everybody how they find you, how they connect with you. You have a YouTube channel mm-hmm. as well, and individual sessions and all those things. So share with everyone how they can find you and access you.
Yeah. So right now, the best way to contact me is through victoriajaneascension@gmail.com. And I mainly serve in the way of one-on-one sessions through Zoom. And this is where I'll tune into your higher self and your spirit guides. We bring them into me as a channel. So they come into my body, into my face, into my vocal cords, and you just have a conversation with them. And it is a healing as well. So This is the fun thing that people come to me for, but I do other things as well. But if you are interested in that, you can contact me via victoriajaneascension@gmail.com. Everything's Victoria Jane Ascension, so that's Instagram and YouTube and Facebook. Best place really to find me is Instagram. YouTube, I am going to be on more very soon. Now I've moved house.
Yes, now that you've moved. Yeah. Well, I just love you. And Victoria also has her own presenter page on oneheartoneearth.net. So you can click there. That also will take you through everywhere. And you can watch her show with me earlier this year, which was so good. And we were talking before the live. I think both of us have watched our own show a few times because it's just so good. There's so much great energy in there. And there is today too. And You really had some great points today and all these comments, you guys, so great. Like just, I love this trust visualization from Mary Lydia Ryan. Sherry says, love this. Thanks. Eve says, perfect visualization for the new earth, divine safety and love. Speak up and stand strong. Heather, she says, we choose how we view reality. And you guys just only, Rachel says, I've only tuned in recently, should have done it ages ago. Welcome to the channel. And don't forget to subscribe, you guys. We're only 20 subscribers from 2,200. And since we started at zero in April, I'm pretty proud of the spirit momentum that we have, and it doesn't even really matter, but it's just kind of an amazing thing, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And I think it's so amazing how people find these videos on YouTube. So I've had so many clients find me through just saying, I don't know how, I didn't search for you and you're not really within my algorithm, and it just popped up and I clicked on it and then we connected, and some of them are my weekly clients now. We have a real soul, I call it soul client connection. And it's beautiful. And I just think it's amazing how, you know, even if people aren't watching this live, you know, people can find us through the magic vortex of the internet, which is very easy to manipulate by spirit guides, because they're working with light, they're working with digital energy, and they can swim right in there and put things up. It's like an easy way of poltergeisting.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think Google is that way too. Like sometimes I search things on Google because I think my spirit team's going to show me what I need to see on there. And it's an easy manipulation, just like you're saying. So it's kind of a fun thing to play around with. Because what I get is never going to be what you get. And that's just the spirit to me. It has nothing to do with some kind of technology. It has to do with spirit. So
yes, well, it's kind of both, because I'd love to do a video on this one day, because technology does mimic ascension symptoms and ascension evolutionary traits. So it does. So algorithms kind of mimicking synchronicities.
Oh, I love that. Oh man, I'm gonna watch that video.
Yeah. And so, you know, and just so we say, like, Google mimics that, all the information is actually within us. If we, you know, tuned in enough, we could actually know everything that Google knows, you know. So it does mimic ascension, it mimics who we actually are.
Oh my god.
Reflects, you know.
I love that. Well, I love you. I love everybody who's watching. We are back here at noon with Satyam, who we just love so much on this channel. And he's going to be talking about the yoga outlook and talking about awakening. So I'm excited to see what he has up his sleeve, because he always has something prepared that's just so awesome. And just a reminder to everybody, oneheartoneearth.net. Victoria Jane is up there. So is everything else. Please follow us everywhere. And if you're joining our MeWe community, it's just growing like crazy this past week. That is obviously a great social media platform without censorship, and it's safe. And please introduce yourself on there. And you guys are already doing a great job of supporting each other there. And thank you, Victoria. We'll be seeing you so soon.
And
have a great, I'd say have a great day, but have a great 7 minutes. All right. Bye, guys.